The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's a new year, so is it time for a new you? Not necessarily, says Stephanie Regan, who's a clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning. Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning, Pat. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Now, you are suggesting that we shouldn't, you know, suddenly change our lives and try to be a better version of ourselves to an extreme.
Yeah, I just think there's, I've never liked resolutions, I have to be honest. I have always felt that they're kind of punishing, that there's something negative in them, something kind of, oh, you've had a little indulgence at Christmas and now you have to, you know, cut it all back and sort of get to the gym and do it five times a week and all of that. And I just think it's a little bit hard myself. I'm very much more the tweaking kind of person. I believe in kind of building slowly, incrementally on the things that you do well and kind of rewarding yourself for that. And I'm very, you know, so at this time, I think around that. And I think about feeding your well-being, feeding your joy, your happiness, and of course, your relationships. And I think because that is really where the essence, if you like, of your well-being is. And I think you can do things that make a difference. We know much more now in terms of research, what is important, just in the same way, I suppose, as people know around nutrition. We know a lot around relationships, around happiness, and the things that make a difference.
Now, if you're in the dating game, we know about red flags, but you also caution about yellow flags in the new year. What are the yellow flags?
Yes, well, yellow flags are the kind of proceed with caution, you know, if you're dating. And I suppose what I had picked out was a few ideas around, you know, if you're in a relationship, if you're dating, if you're, you know, in some way having struggles in your relationship. So it's really about doing things slightly tweaking things. So, you know, in the dating game, we get an awful lot of the red flag information. But this really is just to remind people that also sometimes there are yellow flags. In other words, you might see something that's cautionary, something you're not fully happy with. It doesn't mean you have to throw everything out, but it does mean you have to read it for what it is and proceed.
Like if all your mates don't like your prospective partner, that might be a yellow flag. It might indeed be a red flag.
But it may not be as significant, you know. It's really just to say there's, you know, we the green, orange, red. You know, there are some things that are completely stop points, but there are others that really are look around you, take care, take note. And in relationships, that's really important. And I suppose what I'm saying to those who are out there and in the finding love, if you like, scenario, it is to be very mindful, very honest with yourself about what you pick up. But I think there's a little overabundance on the red flag. So I'm just really, I suppose, marking that.
Now, you talk about repotting an existing relationship. What do you mean by that?
Well, repotting is a little term that I picked up in the New York Times, and I think it's kind of funny, but it's kind of useful. It really is the idea of bringing something fresh, you know, into your relationship, like taking, you know, the relationships you already have, whether that's a friend, whether that's a more intimate relationship, do something fresh and new with that person in another environment. And what you find is you sort of, the novelty factor enlivens the connection in an intimate relationship, but also even in a friendship, it allows you to see the other side of people. You know, if you go and play sport with somebody, or if you go to a gallery with somebody, and you never do that with that person before, suddenly you realize, God, I didn't realize they were so sort of creative, or I didn't realize they were so into that. Kind of interesting. Equally, you often find the side of them that's very competitive, or indeed, no fun at all. So it's quite interesting to do that, and I think it's useful. So the idea of bringing your friendships and your partner into a sort of, you know, bring in a new activity, that is something that enlivens relationships.
Now, one of the things you suggest is that when something may irritate you, instead of blaming the other person with it, you say, I. Explain.
Yes, it's actually a key piece of research showed that marriages and relationships that lasted over the decades and with a happiness factor were those where in the very outset where they had been seen to use I statements. And it's about, instead of saying instead of saying, oh, you're always on your phone, you know, that drives me mad. Instead of that, you instead refer to how it makes you feel. And you say, you know, I feel lonely, or I feel very on my own. when you're on the phone and I'm trying to connect with you. So it's a way, instead of being accusatory, it allows the person to think about you. So you're kind of prompting that all of the time instead of the criticism, because when any of us are criticized, we kind of shut back and we kind of defend. So the opportunity to really hear it and to open the connection a little bit is lost. So I statements are really important. And I often say to people, and in lots of my work, I would say, you know, I see this a lot. It's kind of a ditch that people can fall into in relationships.
Now, the question of keeping a balance sheet on the relationship, you know, what am I getting out of this and what am I giving to the other party? And am I giving more than I'm getting?
Well, yes, I think in all relationships, there comes what we call a kind of a relational reckoning point. And it is where, you know, where you kind of look and say, am I getting enough out of this relationship to make it worth staying in this relationship? Because there is a balance, I mean, in all things. And I suppose I'm thinking here more in the marriage-long-term relationship where people run into problems, particularly after Christmas. We hear, I mean, I can tell you mine will be moving from today. People come back to the desk and they say, that's it, I'm never dealing with that again. And we get people coming in with that kind of situation. And I think what you always have to ask is, what are you getting out of this? And is it good enough? Is it good enough to put up with the things that are difficult and the things that you are disappointed in and the parts of you that you have to compromise? That is the question. And that is a reckoning point that every single person moves into in a relationship at some point. And, you know, if there is enough good, that is important. And if what you are letting go is something you can cope with, that's where the reckoning comes in. And I suppose in many ways as well, Pat, it's the acceptance of the limitations of our partners, because something we work a lot with in couple work, but it is that we disappoint each other. You know, we don't want to be disappointing each other all the time and every day, but there are disappointments in relationships when you realize this person who you thought could perhaps give you everything can only give you this. And that's a reckoning point.
Finally, gather those you love, make that phone call, spend a little time, cherish those that you are close to.
Well, it's just that being around those you love, those you enjoy. I often find people, you know, they do kind of keep the score. And I think all of us have a tendency to that and say, well, if I reach out too much and they don't reach back, how does that work? But, you know, I think be around those you love, gather them to you, make, you know, create events, create gather points. Really, in terms of the friendships that you have, and I was saying, mentioned this just at the outset, is really just that double down on the good things you already have, the friends you already have, the relationships you already have. And that means that you have to create time for friendships, create time for your relationships, schedule in the calls. We know that an 8-minute phone call has all the well-being factors that an actual meetup has. So that's really important to know. And it has huge benefits for both the giver and the receiver.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.